So here we are going into this totalitarian system where the United Nations agenda has said quite openly in its habitat spiels, there will be no private property in the future. You'll be living in habitat areas for Agenda 21, which all the countries signed into. You'll be monitored from birth to death. You'll be assigned tasks to do, work to do. You'll have to take whatever treatment is decided for you by the professionals, or tranquilized, or whatever they decide to do with you. And they're talking about having public debates, about putting a chip in your brain to control and actually eliminate what was you. Who's kidding who? And they started off always with, this might help the disabled. They always bring out, just like the charities, with all their scams, some poor sod who's lost an arm or a leg or something like that, a very emotive issue, and we fall for it, and the real intent behind it all has nothing to do with it. And the money doesn't go there. They're selling this idea, as they said they would, through novels and movies and cartoons where heroes have superpowers, augmented powers by having little chips in their body. And you think this isn't planned this way? Remember what Lenin said, who worked for the bankers. He was trained to do the dialectic part, his part in the agenda. And he said that society could go in 1,000 directions as to how it would exist and how it would be. But the public mustn't know that. The generations must believe that the one that they're born into has naturally evolved. That's the trick of it all. The money that's gone in to chipping the brain and the research facilities to get the grants from big government departments and war departments, military departments, and through the big foundations, they direct where all research goes. They could put it into space exploration or anything they want to, but they picked the brain, how to dominate and control the brain, and they picked this way back openly in their books in the 1950s. That's the direction they wanted to go, for a controlled world, a controlled society. And Huxley talked, and some of his talks about it. They knew exactly where they would go and how long it would take to convince the public that it was time to accept it. Here we are. No more you. And I could do a whole program or two or three or four on how they'll package and market it to you. I can almost see the ads already to make you want this to happen. But they'll never tell you the real purpose behind it once everyone has it, when they pull the big switch and the real purpose kicks in. Will mankind go out with a whimper and not with a bang?